Our first reading is from the 92nd Psalm, a psalm, a song for the Sabbath day, to tell in the morning thy mercy and thy faithfulness in the nights. For thou hast made me glad, O Lord, in thy work. I will sing aloud of the deeds of thy hands. How great are thy deeds, O Yehovah! Thy thoughts are exceedingly deep. A brutish man knows not, and the senseless one understands this not. When the wicked flourish as the herb, and all the workers of iniquity flower, it is still for them to be blotted out forever and ever. But thou, Yehovah, art on high to eternity. The just is as a palm tree shall flourish, and as a cedar of Lebanon he shall increase. Planted in the house of Yehovah, in the courts of our God, they shall flower. We read further from the book of Hosea in the 14th chapter. I will heal their backslidings. I will love them with free will, for my anger is turned back from him. I will be as the dew to Israel. He shall flourish as the lily and fix his roots as Lebanon. His tender branches shall go forth, and his majesty shall be as the olive tree and his smell as Lebanon. They who dwell in his shadow shall return. They shall make the grain live. They shall flourish as the vine, and remembrance of it shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Who is wise and shall understand these things? Who understands and shall know them? For the ways of Yehovah are upright, and the just shall walk in them. And further from the book of Isaiah, chapter 35. In the wilderness and the arid place shall have joy for them, and the desert shall rejoice and flower as the rose. Flowering it shall flower and rejoice, yea, with rejoicing and singing aloud. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to her, and the honor of Carmel and Sharon. And they shall see the glory of Yehovah, the honor of our God. We read also in Heaven and Hell about gardens in heaven. This is Heaven and Hell, number 176. To show what things are there that appear to the angels in accordance to correspondences, I will here mention one for illustration. By those who are intelligent, gardens and parks full of trees and flowers of every kind are seen. There the intelligent walk and gather flowers and weave garlands with which they adorn little children. Moreover, there are kinds of trees and flowers there that are never seen and cannot exist on earth. The trees bear fruit that are in accordance with the good of love in which the intelligent are. These things are seen by them because a garden or a park and fruit trees and flowers correspond to intelligence and wisdom. That there are such things in heaven is known also on earth, but only to those who are in good and who have not extinguished in themselves the light of heaven by means of natural light and its fallacies. For when such think about heaven, they think and say that there are such things there as the ear has not heard and the eye has not seen. We also read in the work De Verbo, number 119. It says that regeneration is like a tree which appears before the eyes, luxuriant with branches, leaves, and fruits. All of these are effects, but if you could examine a branch within as to the filaments, or a leaf as to its fibers, or the fruit as to each and all parts in which is invisible, and the seed as to its invisible parts, of which the tree with all its members consists, you would see how innumerable and indescribable things lie hidden from the eyes. Once a flower was opened before the angels as to its interiors, which are called spiritual. And when they saw, they said that there was within it, as it were, a whole paradise consisting of indescribable things. And also in the Arcana Celestia, 1807, when an enlightened man beholds the dawning of the day, he does not think of the dawn, but of the arising of all things of the Lord and the progression into the day of wisdom. So when he sees gardens, groves, and flower beds, his eye remains not fixed on any tree, its blossom, leaf, and fruit, but on the heavenly things which these represent. nor on any flower and its beauty and pleasantness, but on what they represent in the other life. For there is nothing beautiful and delightful in the skies or on the earth which is not in some way representative of the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Here end our readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.